My name is Tony Hillier. I left school at 17. I came from Birmingham, came to Cambridge, and I have never left since. I've never actually worked at all for my living because I became a university lecturer and had a wonderful time. And we were teaching mostly medical students, science students, veterinary students, which I absolutely loved. I took retirement about 10 years ago, and it's got even better. The whole of my life I've painted and done drawing. And I got into some sculpture more latterly, particularly when I retired. And eventually this progressed pretty quickly, actually, it progressed towards using metal. I tried metal because my wife and I are a fanatical cyclist, and I thought I would like to make us a tandem. We've always ridden tandem. And in fact, the tandem proved to be rideable at least. We did about 1,000 miles in it. And having started with using metal, I thought, well, why don't I do artistic things, make things out of metal? And that's how I got started. And straight away, I got into making animals and so on. And I really haven't looked back. Having worked on my own for about 3 years or so and having had an excellent time of this, then I was approached by this wonderful young lady. I think it was initially by letter. And she said, could I come along and see what you do? And I rang her back. There was a telephone number there. No, you cannot come and see what I do. You must come and make something.
My name's Jane Ruffle Ward. I'm 37 years old. I've got two children now. But I came to Cambridge in the early 90s to study illustration. And after that, ended up doing social work. So to get back into my art, I was looking out for things. Well, I was driving up the road to get some compost and saw the sculptures in the garden and stopped on the way back and had a really good look round and noticed the details on a flyer on the fence. Quite a short amount of time later, I thought, I think I need to write to this man and see if he'll let me watch him and how to do it. So I wrote a letter saying, please, could I come and you could show me how to stick pieces of metal together. Just introduce myself. And I think it was only a day later I got a phone call from this lovely man saying, please come and make something. So that's what I did.
You begin by doing the most difficult thing of all, namely getting the drawing perfect at the very start, to get a perfect silhouette from every possible direction. And the best way of beginning this is to make an ever so small drawing of what you want to make. And then you make your shape in that kind of design. And the shape is made, I've got some of this stuff. This is just a piece of 5mm rod, and you can bend this stuff whichever way you like to bend it. You don't have to be strong to do this, anybody can do this. And then you join the bits together by welding them, so that from every direction you look at it, you're getting this perfect structure overall, and that's how you start.
Tony has taught me how to weld, how to cut using a plasma cutter, how to create three-dimensional shapes out of wire and flat material. And I guess the main thing is that he's taught me how to break the process down into manageable bite-sized pieces.
In all of the other things I've done thus far, painting, papier-mâché, whatever it might be, gardening even, you're working essentially alone. You're working on your own. And throughout the whole process, you get these little things happening. So, well, that was good. That was a really good bit, or a very good bit. But there's no one to see that these little good bits are happening. But at last, somebody arrives that can share this enjoyment.
Tony's been a fantastic teacher for me. He's been very kind and gentle and patient, very clear explanations. And if anything goes wrong, he can always find something positive in it. And that encouraging nature just brings out the best in people. And certainly I've experienced that by working with Tony. And I think we've got similar values. We both really feel that art is bigger than just drawing and painting. It's about people and it's about community. It's about an enjoyment of life. And even though I would like to make some money from it, and Tony has committed to really giving his work to schools and public spaces like libraries and things like that, and he really enjoys having his work on show, stimulating people, giving people an enjoyment of life and bringing people together. So I've got my garage set up now. I've got my cutter and my welder and a supply of metal from Tony. And I'm just so thankful that he's given me his time and his expertise to really give me an opportunity for springboarding my new career as a sculptor, really.
People often ask, do I have a favourite sculpture? Well, I suppose the answer is always going to be, it's going to be the next one. Because one has never produced perfection. That is the ambition till one dies. I shall never get there. But it's always the next one which is going to be the best. But if I were pushed and said, do you actually have something you've done which is your favourite? Well, I do, actually. And it turned out, after putting the two together, to be a little child whispering to his granddad. The little boy is pointing out in a direction and his granddad leaning over, listening to him, taking him very seriously, and the little boy is saying something like, look, granddad, there's a lion over there. Here's an adult taking a child seriously as a person. And that's what it's about, and that, I think, is my... I love children. That's my favourite sculpture.